last night. This week I'd like to discuss various topics related to outdoor minyanim. I'll just again say that this doesn't apply to every community, not every shul. It will at some point, so it's good to keep in mind if you are currently under those guidance, and if it will not now, it will in the future be, so be aware of some of these halachas. Now, a few questions I have already coming through is, number one is the obligation to be part of such a minyan. If it's allowed in your community, in your shul, what obligation is there? Tomorrow night I'd like to discuss who has to see each other. Does everyone have to see, all 10 people need to see each other? The next day I want to speak about Kriyas HaTorah, outside, how that works, so all the logistics regarding that. And one more question I had was, davening outside in general, even when it's not coronavirus, is there such a heter? So if anyone has any other questions, feel free to send them in. I'm happy to try to address them as they come on. I do have a few more down the line, which should cover me for the next week or two. But if it's something interesting and very relevant, I'm happy to include it sooner. So tonight, let's discuss, when we send the email out, Erev Shabbos, about the various minyanim, outdoor minyanim. So I had two questions immediately. One person had asked me, he said, listen, I have no problem with allowing the minyanim. He was a doctor, he is a doctor. He had no problem with the concern, he didn't think there was a danger. But he just says he likes davening inside his house, more kavanah than davening outside. Does he have an obligation to make that minyan? Because he was the 10th guy. And let's say they had a minyan without him, does he have to participate? And someone else had asked me that he has a charusa, and the minyan outside doesn't really work out with his charusa that he has on the phone or in Zoom. So does he have to go make that minyan or be part of that minyan? These are the questions. So let's talk about minyan in general, and then we'll talk about it in this particular situation. So there is a Tur Shulchan Aruch and Simon Sadi in Siftes, where he writes the language of Yishtadil Adam Lispalel Bebeis Knesses Imatzibur. The word Yishtadil. A person should try really hard. Yishtadil means Yishtadlis, to try. You should put effort in to davening in a shul with a minyan. So if you and I were to read that language, I would say, oh, try hard, but don't make a big deal. This is the Rambam's language as well. Yishtadil Adam Lispalel Bebeis Knesses Imatzibur. So, if I read that, I would think, okay, try hard, but don't make a big deal. Rav Moshe, however, has a tshuva in Or Chaim Chelek Beis, Sif Simen Chav Zayim, where the question was raised to him, if a Talmud Chacham is allowed to daven b'yachidus because it's going to get away in his Seder at night. So have a regular night Seder, and later after the Seder, he'll daven b'yachidus. It doesn't break everything up. Is that allowed? So Rav Moshe says that there's a chiv. Not that there's just an added value. Davening in Tzibur helps because, the Tzibur tefillah gets answered by Hashem quicker. We discussed this in the past. But it's not just a malab alma. It's not just a hider. But Moshe writes, there's a chiv mitzuva al ha'adam to davening in Tzibur and not simply a hider mitzvah. What's his raya? The proof is, the Shulchan Aruch talks about, based on the Gemara, how far a person has to travel to make a minyan. So if you're traveling somewhere and for a mil in front of you, there's a minyan, you need to go ahead in your travels to get the minyan. And if it means there's a minyan behind you, you have to go back 1 mil to catch the minyan. But if the minyan is further than a mil behind you, or more than 4 mil ahead of you, you don't have to go that far. But the fact that there's some chiv, you have to extend yourself, tells Rav Moshe that there's a chiv. But the Shulchan Aruch says, lishtadl? No! Every mitzvah requires lishtadlus. There's a language, he doesn't quote this, but there's a, by bris milah is a chiv. So there's a Tosis written Kedushin that says a woman is also chayiv in making sure her son gets a milah. She has to be mishtadel the mitzvah. She has to put effort. Every mitzvah requires effort. So the language of mishtadel doesn't mean it's not a chiv. It's a chiv that requires extra levels of mishtadlus. And therefore it's a chiv. And Rav Moshe concludes saying, it's very apropos for tonight, he says, since tefillah b'tzibur is a chiv, im kain, if that's the case, ain shayach lachalik, you can't distinguish bein tamar chacham l'stam adam. There's no difference. Everyone has the same chiv, unless im eino kirashbi. Unless you're like Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai v'chaverav shirashayim, they could be mevatel Torah rather tefillah because they're there, the Taraso Munaso. But nowadays we don't have such people like Rashbi and his chabura, and therefore you and I, all of us, no matter how smart we are, how learned we are, we all have the same chiv to be part of a minim. That's how Rav Moshe understands it. Rav Moshe Sternbach has a tshuva, and he says, no, it's really a malab alma. It's a nice thing to do. But the problem is, if Rabbanim and Talmid Chachamim start missing minyan, it looks very, very bad for everyone else. So no one should miss any minyan. But the real ikar chiv is, it's not a chiv. It's simply be lishtadil. Rav Asher Weiss also has a tshuva. He says, it's only lishtadil. It's a nice thing, but it's not a chiv. And the briskets are also of this opinion that only hishtalus, but there is no chiv. So that's the chakir. Is it a chiv or a hishtalus? Now, the more you assume it's hishtalus, certainly there's going to be more leniencies involved built in to the obligation of a minim. So what are the leniencies, if any? So certainly if there's a sakana, if there's a danger, there's nothing to talk about, which is the current debate right now. Does there still exist a sakana to go outside davening minyan? Do we trust people to keep the distances? Do we not trust them? That's the crux of this debate, whether there's a sakana right now. What are the numbers like? What are the doctors saying? Do we trust people? Fine. But if there's a sakana, everybody agrees there is no obligation. It would probably be usur. It's usur to daven in a minyan even outside. If there's no sakana, then what is the level of tolerance do we have of having people miss a minyan? So the Shulchan Aruch himself already writes, after introducing the hishtadlus that one should put into a tefillah, imhu onus, if he's onus, something against his will, she'eino yachol lavo lebeis knesset, he can't go to shul, then he could daven b'yechidus. What's onus? So the Mishnah Berurah says, a guy who's weak, even though he's not a chola, doesn't have to be ill, you don't need fever, a guy is simply weak. Now this is very dangerous. Anybody who's coming to a shir at 6 o'clock, I have no problem telling you this, that means you are willing to come out and learn on Zoom for a few minutes. But it's not something I would publicize to young men or people who are lazy, that if you're a little weak, you'll miss minim. It's not a good thing to start saying, but it's going to help at least kind of pave the way for tonight's discussion, at least the psak of tonight. So according to the letter of the law, the Mishnah Berurah says, a guy who is simply weak, he's allowed to miss minim. And one step further, if a guy, for dini mamonis purposes, he's going to miss out on a deal, says the Mishnah Berurah, imhu anis mamon, he's also allowed to miss a minim. Mishnah Berurah makes a very important chilek, which people oftentimes confuse. There's a difference between hefsin mamon and missing out on revach mamon. I mean, if I had an opportunity to make a deal, that's not hefsin mamon. That's missing an opportunity for an investment, some deal. Hefsin mamon means I've got the merchandise. If I don't sell now, that's going bad. I'm losing it. That's hefsin mamon. I've got one day left to my last deal, otherwise it goes sour. That's a missed opportunity. That's a hefsin mamon. So you have to be mechayek between hefsin mamon and it missed revach, hefsin revach. So if there's hefsin mamon where you're losing money by going to minyan, there's a heter to miss a minyan. But again, ask questions. Mishnah Berurah goes on to say a story here of Hagaon Rav Zalman Mirls, who had a situation where he could have had made a lot of money and he missed it because he wanted to make minyan, and he was so happy that he was willing to go to the minyan and miss out on all the money he could have otherwise made. So just because it's a heter doesn't mean you should take advantage of the heter. But based on the Shulchan Aruch Mishnah Berurah, the guy is not feeling well, or if the guy's going to lose money, he's allowed to miss it. So what about our case? So in terms of our case, the Rav Felder writes as follows. Rav Felder from Lakewood, he felt that if a person was uncomfortable davening outside because it would take away from his kavanah, it's too cold. That one guy was telling me, he just can't, how do you have a tzibur? One guy in this yard, that guy yard, that other yard across the street in this place, it's just not a minyan, it's not a tzibur. Even though halachically it might be, he wasn't comfortable with it in terms of kavana. So Felder writes, if it's because of kavana, you're going to lack kavana davening outside, then he said that there is no chiv to daven outside. And on top of that, he says, all the minyanim outside are relying on certain kulas. As we mentioned yesterday, you know, across the street is a kula. Even we haven't discussed yet, if only a few people see each other, that's also a kula. So there are many kulas that are built in that we're allowing to utilize just to make a minyan b'shas at the chak. But since it's relying on so many kulas, and the guy's kavanah is lacking, or the guy might miss his chavrusa, or the limud Torah, all these, everyone, I think it seems that, certainly Rav Felder, I would imagine others would say there is no chiv at play, even for a Moshe, who thinks in general there is a chiv. I would imagine in this current situation there isn't a chiv, it's just an opportunity to daven a minyan. But a person doesn't want to, for whatever the reason might be, so it would seem that there is no obligation, a person should be able to miss the minyan. So, Mirat Hashem, tomorrow we'll continue with discussing about how many people have to see each other. Do all 10 have to see each other? Just the chazan has to see each other? A mixas people? That we'll discuss in Mirat Hashem tomorrow night. Everyone have a wonderful night.